21 days in bed.
21 days in bed. So, how about we just hear from him and his experience? Maybe some of you already read in the internet, but I'm going to give first hand information. So, here we go.
Good morning, everybody. Nice
Hello.
To see you here. I know I cannot express what I experienced there, but I try to. First, I would like to say that when in Israel, Jerusalem, there was the situation when I knew that only 1/4 of people who were supposed to be volunteers for this Peace Ambassador Providence were there. I felt I have received so much from true parents, I need to volunteer. I asked my wife, how do you think if I volunteer? She said, how about practical reality? Do you think he can manage? I said, don't worry about practical reality. I think we can manage. It will be all right. Then I became actually number 5 in Israel list. And then after I was fundraising in Finland countryside, I got telephone call from Hannu. I knew it already, this telephone call will come. I was number 3 in Palestine, it means to go. And it turned out that it was last name in Palestine list. There was no people who wanted to go, as it has been in my life basically all the time. I am doing things which nobody else wants to do. Then I was put there. But I must say, even if it's externally like this, nobody else wanted to go, but I felt so blessed to be there. As you have heard sometimes, that Father says, where God is most, is God in the place where is very easy place, or is God where there is very difficult place? And Father says that God is there when there is very difficult place. Very much suffering. So I could experience through this time that God was really there. I said many times that I felt like God was carrying us on his arms, guiding the way exactly. There is no logic which can explain what has happened altogether. There is only logic that God is there with us all the time. And of course, not only God, but why God is able to work there is because of true parents made a victorious foundation on which God can work. God can work only when there is foundation. Okay, so we went with a big title, Peace Ambassador. It is already, as a title, we feel we cannot be enough for that. Anyway, when my wife, I expressed to her, I got news, going now to this Palestine number 3, it means going. How do you say? And she said, just one sentence. Don't look back. So, isn't it good guidance? Sun seems very historical guidance. Don't look back. So I didn't look back, just look forward. And when I went there to Jerusalem, actually the others who came there before me the 9 came. I was number 10 arriving to Jerusalem. Together, those supposed to be 56 coming, but I was number 10, means Israel and Palestine together. So, percentage was not very big. I said, because those peace ambassadors, they felt, have to wait for the orders, has to wait for the plan, and what we do and how. I said, we cannot wait somebody else giving the guidance for us. We cannot wait somebody else making plan for us. This have never happened before. So we have to make a plan. We have to do this. We have to decide. And then I presented the plan. Actually, it was like Mrs. Abe, she was like, she's like a national messiah there. Mr. Abe was in Japan. So I said, let's go to Mrs. Abe, at least short greeting, because she was just to leave. And then we could meet the national leader and also her. And then we could discuss many things. I could express what was already there, ready in Bethlehem. And that time, everybody was doubting. Is it really safe to go there? Is it really wise to go there? Because the image was like that. It's a dangerous place. So you can be killed very easily. So anyway, first, go to fundraising for 1 week. After 3 days, 2 days of those completely raining. I was, after maybe 1 hour like this, sitting down and take away feet, take away this, and take away sock, and the water came down. Everything completely wet. So I thought I'm going to catch cold, but no, I was not. Just after 3 days, I felt that. I have to, now we have to move. We cannot stay in Tel Aviv, where we was in Japanese sisters together. Cannot say, we have to go. Tomorrow morning you have to move. Then I asked Mr. Nonaka, can you call to Mr. Abe to Japan and ask the green light for us? We have to move now. Then she phoned and she got, fortunately, green light. We can go. And next morning we went and we Jerusalem, we got to try to find a taxi to center, but I knew how expensive it should be, how much it should be. First taxi was too expensive. It was, they asked for 30 seconds. I said, no, no, we wait another one. Then, next taxi was, he said, okay, 25. Okay, then we can do, it should be 20. But then, we took him to the center, to bring us to center. Turned out he is the person whose wife is from Bethlehem. And I was wondering how to go there. I don't want to go through checkpoint. Because I felt it's no good to go there. We might be stopped. We cannot go in. Then he brought us. And then we asked him also to bring the Korean couple, 430 plus couple, next day to come. And actually, it was just 5 minutes from the center where this Korean couple were waiting for taxis. And the taxi driver called me, please ask them to come immediately down. It was about 15 minutes earlier. Please ask them to come immediately down, otherwise we're going to move here. There was this bus explosion. Maybe you heard from the news, right? 50 people killed because of bombing in the bus in Jerusalem. And it was 5 minutes from the place where they stayed. Then I called them immediately, you have to come down, taxi's waiting, come, and immediately leave. And then they went, and they could just manage, and we organized it. They come just beside this place where we were living, and we welcoming them, just there. They have to go to the border of Bethlehem, and change the taxi, and come to the Bethlehem, in the Bethlehem side with other taxi. So really, I said that we are doing like a James Bond. Not James Bond license to kill, but license to give new life. And if you don't believe me, I can show you my card. There is written 007 in this card.
How come you didn't have to go through checkpoint?
Because we didn't want to go.
Yeah, but how can you avoid this?
Because the taxi driver knew how to go. He said there are million ways not to go through checkpoint. Because I felt there is absolutely, we did not take a risk. And then, after 1 week, I learned there was a new law just 2 weeks ago. Israel authorities made a new law. The law said any foreign people who are opposing the fence, those people are not allowed to come to Bethlehem. But it's not only that. With this law, they can refuse anybody to come in. Whenever, like for example, some Swedish person, Swedish group of 50 years old woman, they said, we want to go to Bethlehem. They were turned out and they had to go back to Sweden. When there was some person who was a very important person during our stay there, he was some important leader, and he had liked to come. There was Muslim some celebration, Muslim Christmas, means Muhammad's birthday. Asked to come, applied to come. He could not come. Yeah. So, and Bethlehem Mayor, we met him 3 times. We spoke with him more than 5.5 hours. Anthony, who was with us, he was one of the 4. Then he said, probably Mayor never spoke with anybody so long time. 5.5 hours, more than that. 3 times we met. 1 time with the appointment, and 2 times with my way, without any appointment. First time, because we could not contact him by phone, so I found out where he's living. And then we went to bring the door to the gate. And I said, good morning. There was nothing but open the gate. And he welcomed us very warmly. He had heard that we are there. And so like that. And this is really like the way that afterwards I knew this was right, what I felt. It was correct. We should not go through checkpoint. We could be turned out. But because of this James Bond way, thanks to God we did it, we were there. And there was no danger for us. Even the second night, just when our Korean couple, 430 plus couple, they arrived, who actually, the husband said, he don't want to go to Bethlehem. Then his wife said, maybe shall we go? It might be God's will. And then he finally agreed to go. Mr. Onaga, who is like a kind of a coordinator there, he said, K.O. Because he was saying beginning time, even in Finland, one day before, he was not sure if I can even contact the people in Bethlehem. He said, are you sure it's safe there? I said, sure, it's my experience. I know it is okay, no problem, don't worry about it. I had to convince first him and all other people in Jerusalem. The day later, I know. So anyway, he said, I have a headache. Reverend Kwan, his wife, it's my headache. Then, do you think you can take them with you? Then I said, okay, let's just wait. We go there first and check it, and then I let you know if everything is fine. Then I call you, and you send them with the same taxi. I will organize, don't worry. And then he was so relieved. Headache was gone. And when they came, of course, Rang Kwan, his 430 couple, so he thinks he's in the rank very high. Of course, he is. He's higher than me. I was actually youngest of whole group. You know, Anthony also, the coordinator from Britain, Anthony Browning, Fiona knows very well. So he sent many warm greetings to Fiona. And then they are elders couple, right? And Anthony is my elder brother. I'm the youngest one there. But actually, practically, it was just upside down. Youngest one was leading the way and leading the whole project all through until the last moment. And even in the end, you know, there was no. I was surprised. I didn't expect. I was prepared to, you know, support the person who's the coordinator from Britain. You know, I'm just helping there. But turned out, and then I was like a spearhead. And together, of course, four of us, we are spearhead of this providence in Bethlehem. Second night after they came, we heard some noise. In the morning, we knew what happened. Now four tanks came, 10 meters from our place, which was a very protected place. It was like a casa copy, our place to stay, you know, like a cashier box, you know, where the most precious things are kept, you know. And there was a very much like a protection in the street side. We saw the trucks of this tank. They came 2 o'clock at night. They blew up one house. And they killed a few people and captured a few others. They came 2 o'clock, second night, we stayed there. And then these boundaries of Bethlehem was closed. Nobody could come in. And nobody could go out. It was that kind of situation. But we were in the right side. We were inside. If we stayed more than 3 days or 4 days, we could not come out in. Again, I could just learn this, you know, feeling of we should move was exactly right. God's guidance was there. And every day I prayed, Heavenly Father, please guide every step of our day. And it really happened like that. Just I tell the two stories. There are many stories. Anthony met one person we met in the morning when there was supposed to be this starting that nobody can go out but stay for 3 days inside. And I said, let's go to buy bread. I don't feel dangerous at all. Let's go and buy bread. Anthony, do you come with me? Yes, sure. We went together and we met that man. Then, a few days after then, like to go and meet him. Anthony said, let's go. He knows where he comes, where he lives, of area he knows, but he don't know address. It was dark evening. Then we just went and it was a little bit raining also and then we were there and he said, no, we cannot find him. We don't know the address and so on. I said to Anthony, please, look, one man is coming from there. There was only one man coming. Then, go and ask him. He said, no, he's just coming from there. How can he know? And we start, okay. And then we started to walk back. And then, but this man came. And I said, second time, Anthony, why don't you ask this one man who is just coming? Why don't you just ask? He might know. And then Anthony turned to him. And then I watched him, he looked very familiar, you know? And then Anthony, we are looking for, so you look like Tom. And he was the one who we are waiting for, who we are looking for. Yeah, anyway, like it is, many things happen with the same pattern. So there is absolutely no logic, absolutely, you cannot scientifically say that this has to happen like this. Science has no power there, in that experience which we have. There is no way to explain logically. Only logic is God was there with us from the morning till night. If this is logic. Other time was when this other, as I promised, two stories. Then Reverend Kwong, then he said okay, we make in the Viva party, like for young people and for the couple, we make two events, invite people. So, one family who is from the church, which is like a Syrian Orthodox church. This, you can see these pictures at the same time. This is the mayor of the Bethlehem in the first two pictures. He said, okay, we make a Korean food, then Anthony, you can make a English food, and Anthony choose to have smashed potatoes. Okay, no very soon. And then I decided, okay, then I can make a pancake. I'm not an experienced cook, as you may know. Finished pancake. Then I was, second evening I was doing, need to do more because they were so popular, the pancakes, so I had to make more. Then I said to, so Anthony, do you think you can go and buy, we don't have eggs, we don't have milk, could you go to buy eggs and milk? He was tired, of course, it was like last evening of stay. Yeah, okay, I can go. And he's diabetic, you know, so he have to eat the feed and sweet and so on. He is really limited. Then we met in the university, we met like Muslim girls and who really liked us and who really really wanted to come, but their parents did not let them go so early, so late in the evening. Then what happened was that Anthony went to the closest shop which he knew and then buy them, and then he had to go to buy sweet because his sugar went down, so he had to buy and eat sweet. And once he came out from that shop, there were three Muslim girls who were looking for us because they wanted to give us a present. They loved us so much, and they were there. They were looking for us, and they met Anthony on that spot. This was again just one from million, you know. You can think it. How to meet, at the right timing and right place, and it's just unbelievable, right? But it's only two stories what happened like this. So, and they sent their greetings and gifts for us. And I must say still, I'll say many things, but anyway, how much can I talk more from me? 5 minutes?
No,
10 more. Do you agree 5 minutes?
15.
Tell me, do you agree 15?
My democracy works.
Okay. So, so, there's, I want to say just about this, Sammy, who was actually a key person. I called him, there were four people, good conduct from the first trip. This is thank you for this first trip, that this trip was successful and possible. So four contacts in Bethlehem. And I chose him as a youth coordinator. Anybody knows him, this summit. In this service project we went, and I felt really that they are representing future international center. And actually, one day when we went to visit that leader of International Center, Dr. Mitri Rahep, who is also the minister of Lutheran Church there, so he said, actually, it was planned by Finnish architect, and all the planning was done by Finnish people, and also the finance was provided by Finnish person, $5 million. From Finland came to this international center, which is standing in the completely core of Bethlehem city, yeah, and beside Lutheran Church also. And actually, Sami, he was the one who organized the place to stay for us. It's like $200 for two rooms with two showers, two toilets, and heating and you know, water and so on, kitchen of course. And we were there just like a family. This Korean couple were in the other room, and we with Anthony were in the other room. And we came to pray every morning to our room. I don't know why. Then he was in the beginning, but he was so busy, we tried to organize meeting him. It was impossible to meet him. But then in the evening, he came to this youth meeting. It was last evening. And then he came here because he could not come before, and many people could not come. There were so many things to do. Surprise thing, his daughter fell down and hit his neck, and his tooth went off, and so he could not move from his home. And then during my making pancake, I make a telephone call for him. Sami, I want you here. Absolutely, have to come tonight. You could not come last night. Anthony said, I think he will be afraid of you. I said, don't worry, he's not. And then after 10 minutes, he called me. It was cut off this telephone. I really do my best to come, and I will come. What time is it? Where is it? Yes, it's here, and in George's home, and you know the place. Yes, it's written in the Peace Center. It's other, if you don't find it there, I put it there. And then he came. And he came, and it was like, I was empty in both evenings, and then first was for the parents and so on, and then the second evening was for the young people. They were basically just a young boy that came, about 20 years old. And when we saw in the film, and when we were like speaking, I made just like a greeting letter for them, and all our contact numbers and so on, which I never did before, and many things I didn't do before, but felt I had to do. And then they felt bored. Then, because always have to do according to audience, have to move and have to do the design. Then I asked them to sing. I want to see the young spirit of Bethlehem now. So, how about you singing? And then they hesitating, and then I asked the Ilya, who was one daughter of that family, who wanted to be matched, the international matching. And I have her picture in my film here. I didn't develop yet because of the safety reasons. Then I asked her, because it was sometime waiting, I asked her, Vivian, they are very shy, so you have to lead those boys. Look, you have to lead those boys because they are too shy. And then, do I need to? And then she was kind of, and then they stood up, started to sing, and whole atmosphere changed. And then what happened was, when Ron Kwang, then he started to dance with those boys, and it started to really, like you see in the film, you know, everything turned into the celebration, you know. It was really this kind of moving the spirit, and Sami was watching there, who is a Lutheran person, and who was so moved to see that these young people, completely they were, you know, in the spirit of, you know, molded inside, and they just could not, you know, handle themselves. They like so much. And he said, he was so moved to see how you could handle those young men. How you could. It was us, we just conducted the situation, you know. It was God's presence there, showing the way how we do, and we just did it. We had no concept, we had no understanding. As you know me, I'm very simple, you know. That's why I don't know if people have anything what I have to do. And sometimes I said, there is no other way, God has to help. Then Anthony said actually one thing, which I felt very good. Do you know what he said? We would not be here if you did not have such a clear plan. if you wouldn't have the clear plan to show for Eurocom, we would not do such a successful way. I said, you know what? When I was national of Finland, you know what they criticized me about? You don't have any plan. Thank you very much for such a word. Anyway, I know it's not my plan, it's just a God's plan, just come in, you know. It's not, I'm not changed at all, just the same poor person, uncivilized person, and simple, who don't know anything, but just went there. So, and I wrote in this my testimony, I don't know if you read. This is like a final. For everyone who is hesitating by any reason, I would like to say, when you come to our city the way we came and experience one day here, you will fall in love with the city and people there. So be careful about it and think if you really would like to have a real good experience or not. The decision is yours, and you and your family will receive God's blessings according to your investment for His word at this time. Situation in Bethlehem is like it was at the time when Jesus was born in many ways. Like donkeys are like local taxis, and roosters are calling in the morning and competing with each other. The providence cannot wait but has to go forward. The reason I was put in the list of four going to the place I am now is that there were not enough volunteers and I was filling the empty place. Basically, I was asked to take the responsibility which no one else wanted to take, and this position is not making difference for that destiny in my of my life, trying to help with my poor abilities to God, to serve God and to parents in this most precious time in human history. Deepest thanks to all more capable ones who kept the space for me to get this chance. For my family and my country to be directly connected with the central providence of Heavenly Father and filled up through parents of heaven and earth, with the deepest gratitude and joyful heart, my name. Thank you. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and the time you have been guiding and protecting, and you have been showing the way. You have been building bridges, and because of our true parents' victorious foundation, it is possible for us to stand as a peace ambassador. It's possible for us to stand as your representative and representatives of our true parents. It's not because of our greatness or anything like that. We can represent you as being your hand to embrace and greet others and help others. It is the time for us to walk in your shoes. It's the time for us to see with your eyes. It is the time to feel your heart and to put it into real life. Heavenly Father, you have called us to be your representatives and to really be igniting the fire of your love for your truth and your whole existence in this world. And you have proved that you are there where there is suffering, where there is lonely and miserable life. But inside of people's heart, there is longing for your love and your presence. And this is so visible, this is so concrete, which cannot be ignored. Heavenly Father, you have been showing how those people who have no country are miserable. Heavenly Father, we could experience with Ren Kwang, Mrs. Kim, and Anthony Crownings and myself together, four musketeers, we could experience this realm, and through reading Father's words every morning, we could understand how true those words are, how wise true Father is understanding and guiding all mankind. But if we don't go to the places where we can experience those words, if we cannot face those realities, how we can understand? We, everybody, have to challenge ourselves, our life and our family life, to experience your words, to experience your love and your existence, not only in theory, but in the living reality. Heavenly Father, you are here and you are everywhere, and you want to liberate your children. You want to call all of us back to you and to experience your heart and to experience your existence. Your true love of parents is here in Finland too. Let us make it reality. Let us make it living reality and not just a concept. You have been waiting for the time when your children can be ignited, when your children can really be bringing your presence in front of all men, without a shame, without hiding, but really proclaiming to the world what is happening and where we are going. This is the time of proclamation. This is the time of new realization, a new start, new determination to really follow the example, living example of our true parents, who are not only speaking and teaching, but living the word, living. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your grace, your love, and your presence. We want to be representing this presence, and this love, and this realm, as living creatures in a practical reality. Please bless all the brothers and sisters here, that we can all be feeling your presence and your real love, your real speed and realm of restoration, which is the realm of liberation, which is most beautiful to behold when it's happening. It is happening where we go, and if we face the situation, if we don't go away, but we face it, we really can be meeting it, and wherever we are, challenging our limitations, wherever we are challenging our inabilities, you are there. You are supporting us, and we can make miracles. We can see how you are there. In the front line, you are present. Thank you for this time, and I want to offer this prayer, and I want to report all this, and ask your guidance, your presence, and your encouragement, your confidence, and your faith, and everything to all of us here in Finland, that we can really be ignited with your words, with your presence of true love, with your presence of true parents living on the earth and living in this country also, even there is no substantial presence of our true parents. But we can, each one of us, be representing true parents to each other. Each one of us can represent some part of our true parents to each other. And we can learn, and we can become rich, we can become brave, and we can become really happy and really grateful. And through this lifestyle, we can really become your true representatives and representatives of true parents. This I want to pray with this confidence and with this love you are given, and with this wonderful experience, which is the foundation where I'm standing. Thank you so much. I offer this prayer and report all this in the name of K. Mikkanen, blessed Center family. Amen.